What is your response when you face difficulties on the job? Do you look for a new job or a way to escape? Do you try to separate your job from the rest of your life? When our job becomes a burden, many of us tend to ignore it like a chronic pain. We start living for the weekend, but what a waste. If we live 40 hours each week with that attitude, we waste 25% of life, 40% of our waking hours. What a tragic way to spend that much of life. Is that what God wants for us? Hardly. God gives us a job for more than putting bread on the table, although that's part of it. He wants us to reach people through our life on the job, and He also uses the circumstances of our job to teach us. He is more interested in changing our character to be more like Christ's character than He is in making life easy for us. So if you're facing difficulties on the job, it just might be what God intends. Let's look at some of the possibilities. If you're in conflict with your boss, God may be teaching you about biblical submission to authority. If you're unjustly treated, He may be teaching you how to be content in difficult circumstances. If you're bored and discouraged at work, He may be teaching you about patience. If you're without work, He may be teaching you to depend on Him or causing you to look at your priorities. If you're under pressure because of a personal failure on the job, He may be teaching you about dependability. If you're fearful about your job, He may be teaching you to find your security in Him. Joseph had to deal with some of the toughest circumstances imaginable. His story is in Genesis 37 through 47. His brothers hated him. They wanted to kill him, but sold him as a slave instead. He dutifully worked his way up in Potiphar's household and then unjustly lost his job and was thrown into prison. If anyone had a right to be bitter, it was Joseph. Instead of complaining, he complied. Instead of appealing to justice, he became a faithful servant. But instead of getting an ulcer, Joseph received honor. Joseph understood that God was preparing him for the future. Friend, are you willing to allow God to do the same with you? Until Monday, for the Navigators, I'm Jerry White.